Trump says he's raising global tariffs to 15% following Supreme Court setback. Cool. Just for fun? Sure. But on Saturday, he announced on Truth Social this would be increased, the original 10%, to the maximum allowed under a never-used trade law. These will come into force on Tuesday, the 24th of February, can only stay in place for around 5 months before the admin must seek congressional approval. Countries on the down road economically anyway, maybe depreciating, you know, devaluing the currency and hoping we can just eventually shift into an export economy is the only hope. Stupid f***ing country. Will we export Lamal? We've got good lumber. I don't know. Right now, Gavin Newsom and Pritzker in particular are calling for refunds since it turns out about $200 billion in tariffs were illegally collected. And the fact that they've been ruled illegal by the Supreme Court, as they always were, you know, kind of opens the door to a bunch of lawsuits from corporations. Even in this article, they indicate there's basically no chance these refunds end up coming back to you. The U.S. Customs Agency has already collected $133 billion in IEEPA tariffs as of mid-December, but consumers hoping for a refund are unlikely to be compensated for the higher prices they paid when companies pass along the cost of the tariffs. That is more likely to go to the companies themselves. Whoop! Sorry, guys. Fell for it again. Here's the invoice from Pritzker. It's cute. It's not going to do anything, but it's probably, like, politically a good idea. $8.7 billion to the great state of Illinois. So basically, corporations just made 50% more on all imports. It's more complicated than that. There were corporations that decided to absorb the loss from the tariffs for a while. It depends on the corporation. It also depends on how big, how small they were. Smaller corporations, small businesses, were more likely to have to immediately pass the costs on because they're not, you know, floating a bunch of cash in reserve. What's an invoice? An invoice is a bill. Walmart is still eating the cost. Yeah, they're running like really low, aren't they? A lot of those tariffs have been challenged or you know, disputed or ended up getting rescinded by the government. With tariffs removed, will eating out become cheaper? I feel it's become expensive lately and I've been eating at home more. No. Eating out will never be cheap again. There was a window of time where it could be, and it never will be again. And you should learn how to cook. Not trying to be mean, I'm just saying, like, yeah, before COVID was peak eating out time. That, my friend, is because you're young. You don't remember what it actually used to be like. In reality, everything has been on the downhill for a long time now. Restaurants have a hard time staying open because there's no foot traffic because of the unwalkable neighborhoods, so there's not enough people walking around to actually buy from there. Depreciating share of the real money supply circulating through paychecks means there's less money to go around, so people eat out less often, which means they have to raise their prices. It's not good, folks. It's not good. It didn't used to be like this. It did not used to be like this. Peak eating was when I got free food from my mom. That's facts. Peak eating was when my dad would make a gigantic pot of chili that would last 3 months because he'd freeze a bunch of the extra, and my mom would make me pizza soup because dad's chili was too spicy for me when I was 10. It was pizza soup. So it was like tomato sauce, the oregano, and mozzarella. It sounds disgusting. I was a 10-year-old boy, and it was delicious, and I'll thank you not to insult my mother's cooking. Pizza soup sounds kind of good? Yeah. It does. Grounds for a banning? Grounds for closing the channel. Fosh, you basically just admitted to being white. Fuck. Shit. Illinois families pay the bill. Time for Trump to pay us back. Yeah, where's the interest payment? Nice shit post. Percent chance of this happening? Zero. The funny thing is that legally, there really isn't any reason why citizens couldn't also sue the government. After all, if you directly imported something rather than going through an importer, you would have had to pay customs yourself. You could, if you wanted to, count up the amount that you paid in customs during that time and sue the federal government for that. And I'm pretty sure you'd have legal grounds to win. I don't think it would actually happen. It would just be too much. You would have to get that all wrapped up into some big, like, class action. And even then, it would be so difficult to... It's one of those things where it's like, technically, legally, you'd be in the right, but in practice, no one would ever... Like, reparations for slavery. Obviously, basically all black people in America, by any other legal standard, would deserve some kind of payment, right? Like, imagine if you did some horrendous crime to a person and then you it was found illegal and then that person died, but their children sued you. They could sue you for money. It's like, it's very much legally a thing they could do, but it's not happening because the amount of money you'd pay out to black people would be like the GDP of the country. So what was that? Was that from MLK or Malcolm? Who was it? Which civil rights thinker was the one who said that? That like any reasonable estimate of the costs accrued plus interest for the damages inflicted by slavery would be greater than the sum of all the wealth in the earth, which I think mathematically actually does pan out. Hideo Kojima. That's right. It was part of the opening monologue in Metal Gear Solid. So the government and corporations basically just stole a bunch of money from us, Fosh? Yeah, but that's always how it is. You mean like, did Trump illegally do something to steal your money? Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%. All the time. Every time he does something illegal with the Treasury as well, right? USAID, every time he molests the money, he gropes the money. Every time he does this, yeah, he's stealing your money. It's all taxpayer dollars, right? It's your money. Why would corporations get tariff money when only other countries paid for it? You can't, we know they lie all the time. What are you going to do about it, right? Like, they know they're lying. The development company that sold the warehouse to the Department of Homeland Security in El Paso got a 323% markup on the price from our tax dollars, $122 million. That's also stealing.
I want to pull up his social media post for you now. In it, he said, in part, I, as president of the United States of America, will be effective immediately, raising the 10% worldwide tariff on countries, many of which have been ripping the U.S. off for decades without retribution, until I came along to the fully allowed and legally tested 15% level. Mm-hmm. Now, the executive order that he signed for the 10% tariff did say that it would go into effect early Tuesday. So we have reached out for the White House for any clarification on the timeline with this 15% rate, if it would remain the same. But he has been lashing out at the justices who ruled against him. We saw two justices that he appointed, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, as well as Justice Neil Gorsuch. They joined Chief Justice John Roberts and the three.
It is super funny that Trump had the opportunity to appoint extremely hardline far-right ultra-conservatives to the Supreme Court, and he basically failed in every account. He has not produced any more Thomases or Alitos. Every appointment that he's done to the Supreme Court has been like a conditionally conservative, you know, like constitutionalist, rather than a hardline partisan.
Liberal justices in the majority opinion. And during his press conference yesterday, Trump said that he was deeply disappointed and ashamed of some of those justices. When he was pressed on the two that he appointed specifically, he had some strong words. Take a listen.
Are you surprised in particular by their decision today? And
I am.
Do you regret nominating them?
I don't want to say whether or not I regret. I think their decision was terrible. Yeah.
I think it's an embarrassment to their families. You want to know the truth, the two of them.
And then on the flip side of that, he has been praising those who sided with him here.
Isn't he raging on the Federalist Society for that at the moment? Yeah, the Federalist Society is too constitutionalist for Trump. You know, the Heritage Foundation used to be, but abandoned that premise, like, basically after J6. They were like, seems like the future for this country is not, in fact, constitutional conservatism, but rather hardline militant far-right ultranationalist fascism. And they were right. That was the future of the Republican Party. And that's why they're taken seriously.
This morning, he said that Justice Brett Kavanaugh was his, quote, new hero on the Supreme Court, and added that those that dissented, he said, really believed that they could make America great again, using his own campaign slogan to describe the judicial branch here. And I also wanted to note on Tuesday, we could see a really interesting visual. Trump is set to give his State of the Union address, and that's when we typically see those justices sitting there on the front row. I have no doubt that he will likely have some criticism for this, and we may get to see those reactions in real time.
We will see. Julia Benbrook, appreciate the reporting as always. Meanwhile, many of the U.S. trading partners around the world are welcoming the Supreme Court ruling that declared Trump's global tariffs illegal. But they're also expressing uncertainty about this ruling and how Trump's new announcement of tariffs on all countries will impact.
I wonder how nonstop uncertainty does for the global market.
Really, the word you're hearing around the world right now is uncertainty. In Europe, the reaction is cautious but pointed. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed the decision, saying it shows the value of checks and balances. Macron also said, after Trump announced a new 10% global tariff, that France would assess the consequences and adapt, stressing trade should be based on reciprocity, not unilateral decisions. More broadly, in Brussels, the European Commission says it's analyzing the ruling and seeking clarity from Washington, emphasizing businesses need stability and predictability. In the UK, the government says it expects...
By the way, like to be clear, because we haven't talked about the tariffs that much in the past like 6 months, because they've just been kind of for one, part of it's the matter of fact, and the other part of it is we're waiting for the Supreme Court ruling, which has come. And the other part of it is that a lot of them have been annulled for reasons, you know, a wide variety of reasons. The real purpose of the tariffs was not to do anything structural to American manufacturing or exports or imports. It was to do mob boss shit from the presidency. Trump made it very clear from day one, and then continuously clear throughout the past year, that the point of the tariffs was to orchestrate, for one, opportunities to bully other countries into favorable trade deals, but moreover, to cause constant stock market ripples that insider traders could take advantage of. Basically, every single time that Trump announced or rescinded or adjusted or whatever else, tariffs or trade deals, there was a blip in the market before the policy change was actually announced. The reason for this was, like, if you're creating constant instability, think of it like, think of the economy, the stock market, like an engine, where every time, like a turbine, every time it goes up or down, every time there's any movement, some energy, some money is siphoned off of it into Trump's cronies. You know, that's the gist of it. A market that is stable can't be manipulated that much, because what are you going to do with a stable market, you know? But by making it whiplash up and down and up and down and up and down, you create opportunities for insider trading, which, again, and there have been many, many investigations of this, consistently, every time, insider trading. So in the long run, it really is just another ploy to steal from you. The end point of the neoliberal project, right? Like, you're achieving the same end goal, but you're doing it faster and more recklessly.
For small businesses that are independent, they have been severely impacted by these tariffs. And so every day while they're trying to run their business, they're having to make a lot of decisions. It's a balancing act, trying to decide how do they adjust their marketing, how do they adjust their business plan to make sure that they are not passing on the increased cost to the consumer. Take a listen.
Prices will never come down. I hate this line from the mainstream media. Yeah, when have you guys ever seen prices come down? The only time prices ever seem to come down is when a new company is moving to undercut an existing market. That's it. And historically, that tends to be the case too, you know? A new technology comes out that allows you to more efficiently produce something, so they get produced more efficiently. A new company using that new technology runs the price down. They do it to bully out competitors, but the price isn't going to decrease in like an incremental fashion. Just gas occasionally? Yeah, okay. The reason that works for gas is because you literally cannot turn off the production of gas. Yeah, internationally fluctuating commodity. It's not something the gas is coming out of the pipes one way or another, right? The amount that comes out, the speed at which it comes out can adjust the price, but if nobody buys it, like, they just have to keep lowering the price because otherwise they have to store it somewhere. But in terms of commodities that can be produced and, you know, have their production ended in a regular fashion, how do you drive the price down even further? The crazy thing is that, again, we're racing towards that rate for the, you know, tendency for the rate of profit to fall. Everything is getting more expensive, but also the profit in producing it is going down too. Isn't that crazy? Well, not going to get any better in our lifetime, probably. Uncertainty sucks. Well, uncertainty sucks for the businesses, but for us, just a slow, regular increase in price is probably what you can expect long run.
River.
How do you feel about a 15% global tariff on your delicious yum-yums, like kibble? How do you feel about that? She hates that shit. She loves free trade. She's so funny looking.